The city of Compton, California, has been home to the famous and the infamous. Tennis greats Venus and Serena Williams grew up there. So did rapper and actor Ice Cube. Also, some Crips and Bloods street gang members claim territory in Compton. But if homeless activist Ted Hayes has his way, Compton will also claim attention as the capital of American cricket. NPR's Christopher Johnson reports.
Ted Hayes and his team, the Compton Homies and the Pops, are psyching up for their first match this season. It's a warm, bright Saturday morning at a public park in Los Angeles. Compton, California's only cricket club is here to take on a mostly British and South Asian crew. Compton's is a loose team of black and Mexican men. They've brought their girlfriends, their babies in strollers, and cases of soda and strawberries. Ted Hayes is contemplating a game plan while explaining the basics of cricket to the uninitiated.
This is the wicket, the three stumps, and this is the bail. The ball's got to come from there, anywhere in here. After six good balls, the whole thing switches around, and then the bowler comes from this end. The
bails, stumps, wickets. If the only bowling you know is down at the 10 pins on Friday nights, cricket can be a little overwhelming. That makes it a perfect match for Ted Hayes, who is also a lot to take in at once. Standing at about 6'3", Hayes is a 54-year-old black Jewish Reaganite who has campaigned hard for slavery reparations. He often wraps himself in red, white, and blue and roller skates while loudly decrying a long list of politicians and activists. But Hayes says about 10 years ago, he paused from his shouting and listened.
One day, the Lord kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, Ted, I said, what? He said, you got a big mouth. That's what you mean. You talk too much. I said, what you talking about?
God, Hayes remembers, ordered him to stop mouthing off and do something. So he committed to fighting for L.A.'s homeless. Once a self-employed roofer and auto detailer, Hayes started a transitional housing development called Dome Village, a compound of 24 large igloo-shaped structures right beside a major downtown freeway. That's where Hayes lives and works. Dome Village is also where a British friend taught him how to play cricket.
And once I learned about the etiquette of the sport, learning discipline, learning to respect authority, learning to be civilized, the software, that's what's most attractive about cricket to me. It's a real tool to help you live and play the game of life.
A few years ago, Hayes and the homeless men at Dome Village formed a team and went to compete in England, the birthplace of cricket. Hayes returned to the U.S., convinced of cricket's power to instill order and purpose in adult lives. The real test would be in how well Hayes and some Dome Village cricketers could use the sport to help kids. They took some bats and balls to Compton High School and introduced cricket to a class of mostly black and Latino students. The kids loved it. They formed a team called the Compton Homies and the Pops in honor of Ted Pops Hayes.
The creation of the Compton Homies and Pops is helping homeless people, young people, black, white, Latino, whatever, to be productive citizens. That's what the purpose of cricket is, and in a fun and exciting way of doing it.
Films like Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society have dramatized the very real gang violence in and around South Los Angeles. Hayes and his partners have been using cricket to teach students who live near that hostile ground about values more than sportsmanship.
I take it to the point that we can stop gangbanging our neighborhood. So when you play, you're playing to end gangbanging. You're playing to help your homies. You're playing for your family. You play with a cause. That's why they play with spirit.
Compton, come on. On the ring, Compton, USA. 1, 2, 3. Compton, USA. Woo-hoo!
The Compton Homies and the Pops aren't pros, although they did practice and play a lot as kids. But today, adult obligations like families and day jobs have forced some players to put cricket on hold.
You want to take your bat. When the ball's coming, you want your bat here.
But teammate Patrick Reynolds is here. He used to be homeless. Now, he's got a place of his own. Gently twirling his cricket bat, Reynolds meditates on his larger responsibility to future Compton Homies.
By me being here, they come out. So I tell them, I say, well, hey, if I be there, you can be there. And then they say, okay, I'll meet you halfway. And they come out instead of going doing some kind of crime. And if that's what it takes for me to do my part, then every Saturday I'll be here.
Ted Hayes calls himself the team's admiral. His son Isaac is a co-captain. Wearing cornrows, baggy pants, and heavy leg padding, Isaac epitomizes the worlds that have fused together within the Compton Homies and the Pops. If the team formed in part to help save kids' lives, he's living proof cricket works.
I was on my way to death. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't going to be by the police. It was going to be by some hoods. I was going to die. I'm a hothead. Came out here, learned the game, got involved in it. You know, now my whole thinking is so broad.
Playing cricket has also lent Isaac a certain appeal.
Women love it, I'll tell you that much. Crazily. Crazy. Crazy.
He talks up cricket's sexiness and athleticism to his male friends. They've teased him about a sport they thought was filled with nothing but white boys. Isaac says it doesn't have to be that way.
We need some brothers out here. I mean, you know, I understand everybody want to be the Jordans and all. That's cool. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. But, you know, you can be the Brian Lawrence. That's Michael Jordan in cricket. Come out here, learn a whole new thing. It's a whole way of thinking in life. You know what I mean? Your whole brain's open.
Open enough for cricket hip-hop?
Grab your nine off the dresser or use your mind and be kind with a good gesture. Sweaters and jeans and khakis and dickies, now cricket whites. P.S. Duncan Fernley, graffiti and tagging and pants sagging and banging to respect of the cricket etiquette. That's how we hanging.
The Compton Homies and the Pops plan to play matches throughout the summer with the Los Angeles Social Cricket Alliance. Christopher Johnson, NPR News, Los Angeles.
He's coming right on over. You have three balls to come. Play cricket.
There's more about the Compton Homies and the Pops and about the game of cricket on our website at npr.org.